Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Game Slackers, a show about video games on 101.5 UMFM.
Is it really about video games?
No, we are recording this on April 1st. This whole time,
oh,
we
no.
talk about books and opera music.
That's
and
fun. Well, okay, the opera, I couldn't, like...
And I could... plants.
Oh, okay. New show.
New show. Yeah, so we actually do talk about video games, and there's lots of weird April Fool's stuff going on out there in the video game world.
I ignore it.
Same here, normally, except there was an announcement made, and I'm not sure if it's real or not.
Which is?
They have put out a hiring call for a new Legend of Zelda game by the people who made Xenoblade.
So by they, does this mean Nintendo?
Nintendo and the studio that makes Xenoblade, who also worked on Skyward Sword and Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
So if it's real, hooray! If it's not, you just broke my heart and I have no Nintendo love.
It's like, speaking of which... we just got Yoshi's Crafted World. No Nintendo love, though.
Well, there's some Nintendo love. It redeems itself a little bit.
Megan hates Nintendo.
It's true. I hate Nintendo. I hate video games. I don't know why I'm on this show. I'm gone. Goodbye. So long. Farewell.
Bye. Slam. That's the door.
So, yeah, we got Yoshi's Crafted World over the weekend, and I am highly enjoying it. It's,
yes.
It's very, very, very cute.
Okay. That's, yeah, I was like, is that the word you're going to say? Because, yeah.
Charming.
It is charming also. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. It's kind of like a Yoshi. Like, I don't know if I have anything to judge this against other than Yoshi's Island and Yoshi's Story. Both of which I am terrible at.
Both of which I am good at.
Yeah. It's very weird. I don't know why I'm really bad at the Switch control, because once again, there's like 5 controls in the whole thing and I'm like, what am I doing? I will say this game is good looking. It plays nicely. I hate some of the mechanics. There are some mechanics that are just, I wish you could turn them off.
Yeah.
But you can't. And that makes me sad because I like to play these kind of games with another person just because I don't get a lot of fulfillment out of doing them by myself, I guess. They're just a little too easy, maybe?
Yeah, there's... okay, that is a complaint I would have, too, is that when you are playing by yourself, it is a very...
unchallenging game.
Yeah, it's not a challenging game. And we're playing it on regular mode, not even the easygoing mode.
There's an easier mode, yeah.
There is an easier mode. And they did the Super Mario Brothers thing with this where you do get to have a second player playing on the screen with you.
Yes.
And reviving you should you happen to not make it, like you...
fall off or something, die.
Lose health.
Yeah.
So that's all good and fine, except you have to be constrained to the same part of the screen. You can't go...
yeah, too far away from each other.
And that's, yeah. That's understandable, but also really not... it makes some puzzles really...
challenging?
Yeah.
That don't need to be?
Exactly.
Yeah. Or even there's not a lot of leeway, I'll say. And even something like, you know, in Smash, you get your little screen of yourself, you're out of the... you're over there. Like, even something like that would have been fine in some situations. But here's the two things I hate. If you're playing 2 players specifically, I think this only really matters for that. You can swallow your friend really easy.
And
that makes you lose all your eggs.
Yep.
But not lose them, but basically the other person can take them. Leaving you eggless and kind of... eggs are kind of important and kind of, like, hard to find in this game. Well, not hard to find, but they're a little scarce. Like, and then there are points when you actually need to hit a bunch of stuff.
And the benefit... like, you can spit your person out, your partner person out to attack enemies or burst clouds to get items.
Yeah.
You do get to do that, but there should be no reason why you make them lose all of their eggs because...
yeah, it's frustrating.
It is. It's super frustrating.
And then the other thing I hate is that always when you jump on somebody or you try to jump away, you jump on top of them and they become a Yoshi stack. And it's sort of this thing where the one person controls it and the other person can shoot eggs. And that's fine and dandy, but I haven't found any use for it other than it being frustrating.
It's allegedly stronger. I don't know why they would make it stronger if you have enough power as a one-person game.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah.
It's...
Those are two things, like, and I think they're kind of, they're not detrimental to my gameplay, but they've made me change the way I would play this game normally.
We got pretty frustrated with each other in spots.
Yeah, and I don't like that. We do it, and we manage through it. And it's not terrible. It is fun. But it's just sort of, those are two big mechanics that they could lessen, or you could turn them off, and it would be way better, like a more enjoyable experience mm-hmm. for a two-player game, which this is somewhat, like you can play one player, you can play two player.
And playing as a one-player game, I enjoyed it a lot. It does take away a lot of the challenge, but you get more of that Yoshi game feel where you're not fighting with someone. You get to...
Yoshi!
Nah. This makes me want to go back and hook up the Super Nintendo to play Yoshi's Island.
Yeah. I personally, this is a game that, once again, I could very easily play on my own. But I don't know how much enjoyment I'd get out of it. And that's why, I enjoy watching you play it more than me would play it. Like, it's just one of those games where it's bright and colorful. I like to look at it. Like, obviously, the last one was Yoshi's Woolly World, so everything was sort of knitted and maybe felt. I'm not a hundo. I'd never played it. I want to, but... I'm poor.
This one, they pretty much took a whole bunch of paper craft and
felt. It's super cool. Well, just like crafts, like there's cans, there's bottle caps. There's felt buttons, lots of cardboard. It's very cute. Paper craft is a good, because there's a lot of that when they do sort of, I guess, fancier stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like and snails.
They brought back a lot of the old enemies that I remember from Yoshi's Story and Yoshi's Island. So we've got Bashful Bert, who I know is going to be a boss later on.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got the Ravens from Yoshi's Island. Who
I love them. They're funny. They're like little black droplets with legs. Yeah.
They orbit around little crafted paper planets.
Yeah.
Solicitum planets.
Moons.
They're, yeah.
Oh, the moles. Monty Mole is there.
From Super Mario World.
And we got some Koopas, which here's the thing. I'm most familiar with Yoshi's Story, just because that's the one I played the most. And I really liked the aesthetic of that, because that was almost similar to this in sort of the paper cutoutness of it.
Yeah.
Like, it had that sort of, it was all textures, kind of. Yoshi's Story is, actually a pretty good-looking game.
Well, Yoshi's Island was all crayon and pastels and pencil crayon. And I love that aesthetic myself.
Yeah, that makes, now that we're talking about it, it makes 100% sense. Like, this is the direction that Yoshi has gone in. I think the visual aspect of this is probably the best part of the game. I really like the music. Like, it's rehashing some old Yoshi, and then it reminds me of it. Nobody's played this game except me and a handful of other people. It's a lie. But Nobby Nobby Boy, which has a fantastic soundtrack.
That's from the maker of Katamari, is it not?
Yes, yeah. And it sort of reminds me of that. It's sort of mellow, it's sort of chill, it's happy, it's peppy, enjoyable.
It's going to sound weird, but every time I hear their level music, I think of... There's this Icelandic band that has a very similar song that, is very bouncy mandolin.
Okay, yeah.
I'll make you listen to it later, but hooray. It is a very soothing soundtrack.
Yeah.
I don't find it to be as big of a earworm as many of the other Yoshi songs.
No, well, I think these are just more like... They're in the same way that I feel like Nobby Nobby Boy soundtrack, which, once again, if you've heard the soundtrack, you'll know what I'm talking about, because it's very mellow, chill, kind of weird, but nothing you'd really like. I could sort of sing you Nobby Nobby Boy, but not really. Like, there are some things, but sometimes it's just sort of like weird. And I just, I enjoy the soundtrack on the same level. Like, it's enjoyable. It's not annoying. I'm not annoyed to hear a loop, which is great because it loops, which is, once again, you may find annoying. I don't.
So, yeah, all in all, Yoshi's Crafted World, it's a pretty good game. It has actually reached number one in UK game sales. It's past Sekiro.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it
is it too hard for the Brits? That's mean. it's fine.
And does it give you the same anxiety of platforming as other games like this have done to you?
No. It's a little better. Like, this one's a little better. I think it definitely has to do with the fact that I can come back to life very easily. This is, it's just like Sekiro, actually. No, it's not.
Don't do that to the people.
It's like, don't. They're the exact same game, except one's with Yoshi. that is bad. But no, another thing I did want to mention is there's like a costume aspect / armor aspect. And I love it, actually. Like, I thought it was kind of useless and just sort of frivolous, and which I don't mind. Like, I'm fine with just costumes for no reason.
Well, they do give you shielding, yeah, which is cool. And it's very much of a Mario Odyssey sort of thing where you can sort of, it's a gachapon system.
Oh, yeah. Like, yes. Yeah. You pay your Yoshi money that you have found throughout your Yoshi land. Yep. And then there's also, yeah, there's a little bit to this that feels a little bit like an app game. Like, do you feel that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
A little bit.
Just in the fact that there's the gachapon thing, which, sure, fine, that it's cute. It works for this, I'll say, toys and stuff. But there's also, like, you have to collect the flowers. And I feel that's a weird way to, I don't know, monetize sort of something. Not, you don't buy them, but,
well, collecting the flowers isn't too different from previous Yoshi games. And yeah, there's a certain amount that you need to get through each level, and red coins, and keeping up all your health to get 100% at the end. That's a callback all the way to Yoshi's Island.
I'm fine with the 100% thing. I'm just not real big fan of the flowers as currency, because you need a certain amount of flowers to charge up. Now, this is fine because the game isn't challenging, but I just sort of feel it's weird on a level, a design level, right? Or it just feels, it feels weird to me.
The map structure I would have the most.
Gotcha-ish.
It's weird because you're in each separate world, and each separate world only has 2 to 3 levels.
So far, which is interesting.
So it makes me think this game is hiding something at the end, or is as short as I fear it's going to be.
Well, if you think about all the Mario games, there's usually like a bunch of harder levels in the end of a Mario game.
Yeah, so I'm expecting that there's going to be more.
Ooh, we get to be challenged even more than we are.
And that's another thing is, Every time you beat a level, you do get to go back through the level again backwards to find Pooshies. And I'm glad,
yes,
Pooshie's back.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk. Yes. There are a lot of things I like about this game aside from annoying mechanics. And yes, Poochie and Poochie babies.
Poochie puppies.
Poochie puppies. Yeah, I guess, yes. That's how it works. But yeah, I love Poochie. Like, Poochie's one of my favorite Yoshi characters by far. So, yeah, and it's sort of like a little time challenge. It's okay, but it is kind of neat seeing the behind the scenes, and you wonder how much they made in real life to get this down.
Yeah, like they had to actually handcraft these to make it seem more realistic.
Yeah, because there's a lot to this. It looks great. Like, I would assume they had made some of this, like at least, yeah.
They had to have crafted at least some of these things, what it boils down to, just to see if it would actually work.
Or just how it looks or whatever. Because it's just, I feel it's just a little too meticulous to be like, we just put this all in a 3D engine and was like, let's go with it.
This isn't like a Little Big Planet situation.
I agree.
Kinda, sorta, but.
Well, Little Big Planet is a lot mushed together. This feels like some kid has made a train set. Like, this very much reminds me of like stuff I used to do as a kid, because you know, sometimes you don't have the toys you want, so you gotta make them.
Yeah. I did the same thing with a lot of cardboard. There was a lot of cardboard castles made.
Yeah. And so I really enjoy seeing these sort of crafts. They're cute.
That leads us into the graphics again, where a lot of this stuff does look like actual honest-to-God paper or plastic bottles or soda cans.
Yeah, or just like paper cups, straws. Like, it's neat looking. Like, I love how this game looks.
Elastics to bounce up and down.
Yeah. It's my favorite part of the game is just how it looks. Yeah.
Yes, and
the Yoshis are fuzzy. I guess they're supposed to be kind of felted, whereas the other ones were wool Yoshis.
Crocheted Yoshis.
Yeah, I don't know. Woolly World?
Yeah.
Wool did. They were
wool. How many Yoshi universes are there then?
There's a lot.
Oh, boy.
Every fabric, every craft type ever.
It bends the fabric of reality.
Well, you wonder if, Megan, I just got that now. You wonder if, like, they're the design teams or, like, the same teams that worked on the Kirby ones, because the Kirby ones also have a similar crafty aesthetic, I feel.
Yeah.
I have one.
Epic Yarn.
Yeah, that we haven't played yet. See, that's, yeah. I would assume maybe there's similar people working on it or similar.
I'm sure there's got to be some team overlap going on there.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, so you were very, very, very excited to text me earlier because you have an announcement.
I was like, I beat Sekiro. No.
You it's beat April a Fool's. Boss.
I beat two bosses. So. Two real bosses, which is kind of exciting. Yeah, I've been chipping away at Sekiro and trying to, like, get up the courage to continue playing it, kind of.
It probably takes a lot out of you just to, you've done it and you kind of want to just relax and take a break.
A little bit. I hadn't at this, until today, hadn't beat any bosses. I beat a bunch of mini bosses, but today I beat on the horseback. I think his name is Gyobu, the demon.
Oh.
And, yeah, I beat him, which I was pretty excited about because that took me a while, and he depleted a lot of my resources the last time I beat him, but I beat him on the first try this time. Not like this session of Sekiro. I've it's a hard game. Like, and I kind of appreciate things more because I can sort of see here's the thing. If you're having trouble with it, it's sort of a weird studying thing. And I know that some people aren't really interested in, like, having a video game that makes you work like that. But, and that's totally fine because sometimes it's not worth it. It's not worth it. Like, you'll just get mad. But this game does involve a lot of learning and, like, you teaching yourself the moves and you dying a lot. Like a Dark Souls Bloodborne game. Wow.
Le gasp.
How could it have been any different? Like, there has been sort of a little bit of a conversation about an easy mode for this game. Which, here's the thing. I'd love it. Done. Easy peasy. Easiest choice I've ever had to make. It's fine. Like, there's nothing that will hinder people who want a challenge. But if there was an easier mode or something, like, I don't know what they'd do. There's very easy you could maybe balance or make the enemies less aggressive and even the amount of damage they take.
Or how about with the warning kanji, you know, even to give that, like, some
for the Mikiri counter? Yeah.
Yeah,
that's another thing that I would say if you are having trouble with this game and try and learn that. Like, try. I've been, like, here's the thing. I'm bad at it. Megan's pretty good at it. Megan got it pretty fast. I have still.
And it's still hard.
It's still hard. It is.
This is why we got Yoshi, so I could have something fun to play.
This is me and my Sekiro. But yeah, and I, like, so after I beat Kyobu, I was like, okay. There's a cow, big bull right after him. Like, maybe this is pretty sad. And I beat him after a couple times, but I had to learn what to do or see what I had to do. Like, I'm not going to lie. I watch videos on how to beat these bosses because they're hard, and I do die to them lots. And I will say, I died in them lots regardless of me watching the videos or not, because it does take practice to put these, like, things I'm learning in effect. But, you know, after that, I was able to beat him eventually. Like, it was kind of funny because I thought he was doing, like, a backwards flop on me, and I ran away. But, in fact, he was dying, and I just needed to kill him. But it was fine. And then the last boss I managed to beat was Lady Butterfly, which I was having trouble with.
Three boss then.
Well, the bull is a mini boss, so I'm not going to count
him. They count.
Sure, okay.
In my books, they count because, you know what? No mini boss should be that hard.
Yeah, there's the fog gate, so I guess it counts. But he's mean. The bull is mean. Now, and then Lady Butterfly, same thing with Gyobu. Like, I had been stuck on her as well for the last, like, 2-3 sessions of me playing Dark Souls.
And that's right. They're not playtime. They're sessions.
They are sessions. They're me being like, okay, I'm going to put in, like, how many hours trying to beat this person. And I actually, same thing with Gyobu. I managed to beat her on my first try, which was great because I didn't want to do it again. It is sort of interesting, I guess, because I had been reading sort of like people were having trouble with her, and then you go and do some other stuff, you get good, and then you come back and it's not as hard. Like, there are a bunch of things in this game that will make it easier. Like, killing bosses makes you stronger. Like, it gives you a memory, which the memory adds to your strength, overall strength, I believe.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, so it makes you stronger. So,
well, guess what I'm doing the next time I play is hunting down some memories.
Yeah, not those ones, though. You get memories from defeating bosses. That's sort of what it is. Sorry, Megan. So you need to defeat the bosses to get the memories, and then you get stronger to defeat other bosses and get other memories, etc. But
no one can see the face I'm making, but it's a face
Megan.
Of defeat.
But I'm really having fun. I've got to a bunch of sort of different places I haven't been before. I haven't got to any, like, really big bosses that are, like, extra that I know are around and I know I'll have to find and get. But I'm doing better. I'm gonna probably watch, like, another half dozen more videos on how to defeat everything I need to, because I'd like to beat the game. It'll just take a lot of, you know, like, chipping away with, like, an ice pick at, you know, a big old marble statue.
And the ice pick will break a few times.
Yeah, and then I'll have, yes. It's just, it is a hard game, but I am really enjoying it.
I guess we should have stated before that Sekiro is an R-rated game.
Oh, yeah.
It should go without
saying. Mature.
And yeah. Yoshi is a PG game, or
what?
A G.
Yeah, no, Megan.
Well, Yoshi curses that one time.
No.
That one time. He's allowed one curse.
Okay, so ESRB, Megan, means G.
E for everyone.
Oh, yeah, G for everyone.
G Good. For everyone.
No, it is E for everyone, which I would assume Yoshi is 100% E for everyone. Like,
yeah.
I would be worried if a Yoshi game was not E for everyone. You can't think of that. You can't. I don't want to think of that Yoshi game. It wouldn't fit in with any of the other games. Yeah.
Well. Someday we'll get that rated M for mature Mario game.
Mario game? No.
Dark
Mario
Souls
with
Mario.
Yeah. Oh dear. I was like, it's just Mario with guns. It's like the whole game. That's just what it makes. It makes it.
Sonic the Hedgehog did that.
Yes.
Mario
yeah, that
has to get caught up.
I mean, Shadow's okay.
Speaking of, they are planning on releasing the Sega Mini console like they did with the Nintendo and Super Nintendo.
Jeez Louise, that took... I feel we're over those now. It's a little bit...
Because we've also had PlayStation do this.
I know, and the PlayStation 1 was not good.
Yeah, but the PlayStation 1 didn't have Echo the Dolphin.
Oh, that's. But don't you have Echo the Dolphin?
We totally
Megan?
Have two copies of Echo the Dolphin because I think you went and picked one up too, didn't you?
I think
you?
I didn't because you told me that we had one. I was like, we don't need two.
I'm really hoping that because Sega is a part of Nintendo that we are going to eventually get a Sega console on the Switch. Would be super cool, but they
You mean just to put the Sega stuff on the Switch is what you mean.
Because they are planning on doing that with the Super Nintendo stuff eventually.
Yeah, that's interesting. I know, like, there are some Sega things. Like, there's Sega, like, the game packs probably for the Xbox as well as PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, not for the Switch at this time. I'm not sure. We haven't really checked. You're talking sort of the virtual online console, though, versus having to rebuy them.
Yeah. I don't want to have to rebuy them again.
Yeah, I would assume that if you want them again, you probably have to buy them for the Switch. You probably don't get them for free because it's Nintendo. And you don't get anything for free. You have to buy.
Unless you have Nintendo Online, which I'm hoping will still mean that we will get those Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, Super Nintendo games for sure. I'm just 100% doubting Sega. But I will say Sega Mini, like, does it have Aladdin? No. Does it have Lion King?
No, of course not.
Okay.
Those are marketed towards Disney, not Sega.
No, but I'm just talking about the Sega Mini. Yeah. Those were great Sega games.
They were great Sega games, but we're not going to get those.
Well, great in quotations around Lion King.
We're going to get Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
I don't know what that is.
It's a puzzle game.
No.
Or Sonic Spinball.
I know exactly what Sonic Spinball is. Like, you don't have to tell me.
I'm not going to because I know,
it's a bad game, guys. It's Sonic. Not bad. It's pretty bad. It's not really enjoyable.
I played a long time on that.
Oh, boy. Is that the only game you had?
No, I had all the other Sonic games as well as some sort of strange military game that I could fly around on a helicopter and rescue people.
Interesting.
That and Road Rash.
Oh.
And no, I didn't have much in the way
that's
of other.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't know. Sonic is really what you need for Sega.
Pretty much. And that I just don't want to have to buy them all over again. That's the bottom line.
I'm sorry, Megan, but I bet you will.
You're going to get me the Genesis Mini?
They're going to come out with that one after this? Is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Okay. No. Unless you really want it. And it is not like $150.
It's $80.
That's not bad. Is it $80 American?
Yes.
Okay. Never mind. That'll be about like 120, 110 Canadian. I'll say. We'll see. Like, if it has an amount of good game, sure. But, oh, Megan.
We'll set up the original Sega and see how that goes first.
There you go. That's a better use of your time.
Yes. Anyway, that's everything we got for you for this week. We've got Sekiro and Yoshi to play right now. When we're done Sekiro, maybe I'll finally get Devil May Cry 5, just so I have. Yeah.
Another game you can play.
Another game I can play that I don't have to bang my head against a wall for.
That much.
And yeah, we'll come back to you next week with more game news and updates.
Have a good one.
Keep slacking.